Remain natural while changing your aspiration. So as we learn to love others more and more and forget about ourselves more and more, we don't need to adopt any strange behaviours on the outside, like get a special costume, like be affected externally. So Geshe-la says, through the practice of training the mind, our ordinary thoughts, attitudes, and aspirations will change. So these are our minds. Our minds are invisible, formless. So our thoughts, our attitudes, our aspirations, wishes, will change in our heart. But outwardly, we should remain natural, with no affectations of body or speech. So there's nothing showing on the outside. We are simply kind, loving, prioritizing others in everything that we say or we do. But there's no strange ways of behaving with our speech or our body. So this is just meaning bodhisattvas. Someone who is training the mind is training to become a bodhisattva. Someone who wishes to benefit all living beings without exception by attaining enlightenment. And just appear like mainstream society. Except you have such a good heart, never thinking about yourself, always thinking about others. So Geshe-la says there's no need to make any outward changes, such as having a special haircut, wearing unusual clothes. So you're probably looking at me and thinking, well, that looks like a special haircut, and those are rather unusual clothes. But that's because I'm ordained. The vast majority of modern Kadampas are lay with normal jobs and families. So there's no need to show on the outside that we're training or becoming bodhisattva-like. Then Geshe-la uses the example of Shantideva. So perhaps you don't know that the monks in Shantideva's monastery used to call him the Three Realizations. That was his nickname. So you can imagine all the cheeky, rude monks saying, here comes the Three Realizations. So what did they refer to? Sleeping? I think I've got that one. Eating and defecating. That's what they called him, because that's all they ever saw him or knew him to do. So what they didn't know was that he was such a special tantric practitioner. And there's a practice we can all learn. You know, can you imagine anything cleverer than turning sleep into a meditation? You think, wow, I'd get at least 6, 7, 8 hours of meditation a night. So that's called the yoga of sleeping. And there are different ways of transforming our sleep into meditation. But Shantideva was an expert at transforming his sleep into profound meditation. Because when we sleep, our subtle mind, very subtle mind, arises naturally. And he was able to use that mind to meditate on emptiness and make such fast progress. So his sleep was more beneficial to him than being awake. So he would sleep a lot. That's what people would see, which is why he got this nickname. also eating. You know, again, we need to rejoice in Buddhist kindness, because there are so many ways to transform eating into meditation, the spiritual path to enlightenment, called the yoga of eating, for example. Shantideva also engaged in that practice. There's less known about defecating, but I have heard Geshe-la say directly, always practice meditation, even when you're going to the toilet. So you can think, for example, here's the simple practice, not in the book, but you can think when you go to the toilet, out with the delusions, like a purification practice, because Kadampas never waste a moment. They learn how to transform every activity into benefit for themselves and others, into inner benefit. So this was Shantideva's nickname. So Geshe-la says, although he had great inner realizations, outwardly he appeared quite ordinary. So again, this is the hallmark of a Kadampa practitioner. You just appear ordinary, but your mind is extraordinary. Then you're really able to benefit others. So Geshe Chekwa recommends we keep our inner qualities, such as the attainment of bodhicitta, the realization of emptiness, hidden from others. So they will show themselves by your example. We don't need to talk about them. We just, as our heart becomes more loving and compassionate, that example will reveal itself over time. So this is, again, a skillful way of being, training the mind as a Kadampa. So that's the commitment, remain natural while changing your aspiration. So remain natural, that's what it means, remain natural. So we don't need to swing our malas around, flutter our eyelids, we don't need to do anything odd at all. To show that we're a deeply spiritual person. You know, a deeply spiritual person, like, for example, Shantideva, he's just deeply spiritual. You don't need to, like, get the T-shirt, get the cap. It's like there's nothing happening on the outside.